I was going to suggest exactly the same thing. It is 100% correct that the registrar has no role in the physical affixing of the plate to the rolling stock concerned. It's just not envisaged. It has no manpower resource to be able to do that. And Mr. Grigoriev is correct. There may well be agencies or private companies that their part of their job is to make sure that plates are fixed to the side of rolling stock. And that's entirely between the creditor, the debtor, and those parties. It's nothing to do with the registrar. So if we put in a statement here, a sentence which says, and I'm not giving you the exact wording, but would say, for the purposes of clarification, the registrar has no role in the fixation of the Orvis marker, then hopefully that would make that abundantly clear. The registrar is not entitled and has no right to deny the registration of an international interest because it considers that a marker has not been properly affixed to the rolling stock. It's just not in its mandate. The best it can do is to ask for a certification from the parties that they have done that. But if they give that certification, that's all that can happen. The registrar has no capability of going out and checking whether that's done. That's an issue to be decided and to be implemented between the private operators, the creditor and the debtor. So if it helps to put a sentence in there saying the registrar has nothing to do with the affixation of the marker, then that's fine by me.